to hear the Bears. A little flip to Swift. Trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers. Throws a seed. Has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Jake, I want you to reload that highlight here. And I want everyone to listen. This is becoming like a weekly tradition on the show, where we listen to Tom Brady's sterling color analysis of a play. Now, Kevin Burkhardt does an awesome job, as always, painting the word picture. Even if you're watching on television, I don't have to tell you everything that's going on. But Burkhardt is one of the best and one of the nicest guys of all time. Listen, though, to the incredible, thought-provoking analysis that Tom Brady provides here on this play.
To hear the Bears, a little flip to Swift, trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Tom Brady set a Guinness World Record on that call. Most times saying the word oh in a 5-second span. Congratulations to the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. What a throw by Caleb Williams. Seriously. On that flea flicker, DeAndre Swift, like Henry Rowan Gardner, like Ephus pitched the ball like up in the air. It's in the air for like 9 seconds. Caleb gets it, and the throw from Caleb to Luther Burden, 62 yards on a rope, was in the air, it felt like, for less of a amount of time than DeAndre Swift tossing the ball in the flea flicker to Caleb Williams. A ridiculous throw. And Caleb Williams was awesome in the game. And you know, we'll get into the game somehow going under the total next hour when Femi joins me and we do a betting recap of the weekend that was just soul-crushing. I know that there's a lot of optimism around Chicago and around this offense right now. I was going to do like a National Guard joke after optimism around Chicago, but you know, we have football that we have to talk here. There's a lot of optimism around Caleb Williams and the Bears offense and Ben Johnson right now, and certainly understandable with the way the offense looked. And I'm not here to say that the offense can't be awesome moving forward this season. I would love for it to be awesome. I would love that. I have Bears to win the NFC North. I have a Bears to make the postseason ticket. I would love it, and it would be so much fun if the Bears were good. It makes the NFL better when a team like Chicago, a city like Chicago, has a legitimately good NFL team. I want to give a shout-out to something that Femi says, and I don't know if he said it on the air, and my apologies if he has, because I'm going to steal his bit here, but I'm going to give him credit, so I'm not really stealing it. So Femi, in our chats, in our like text message chats, calls the Cowboys, because, you know, in our You Better You Bet show chat, like, Jake's a big Bears fan. He was at the game. Tyler loves Caleb Williams. Tyler apparently is going to paint his nails this week, so we'll see how that goes. Femi calls the Cowboys defense slump busters. And for people that don't know what a slump buster is, and this works both with men and women. This isn't just like a man thing with women. I actually had this happen to me, which sounds like a humble brag. It's really not. Like, I was with this girl in South Florida, and, you know, we, whatever, and afterwards she goes to me, she goes, thanks, I really needed that, and then I never heard from her again. getting used isn't great. I'm lying. I enjoyed it. But, you know, it's like, you're a dude, and I'll just speak for men, you know, you haven't gotten action in a while, you're at a bar, whatever. And you see someone that you think is readily attainable. You gotta bust that slump. That's the Dallas Cowboys defense. The Chicago Bears trolling bars at 3 a.m. like young Jake Hassan. Just 2 or 3 beers past the limit, desperately looking for action. They gotta break that slump. And they walk into a dive bar. And who do they see standing there? But Matt Eberflus and the Dallas Cowboys. There has never been a greater slump buster than Matt Eberflus and the Dallas Cowboys. How good of a slump buster are Matt Eberflus and the Dallas Cowboys? Well, did you watch the Giants offense last night? Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards against the Cowboys defense last week. So forgive me, and I'm not being a hater. I bet the Bears to make the playoffs. I'm not hating. Can we see them do it against a defense that isn't that? They're at the Raiders on Sunday. Not that the Raiders are the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. They're not. I think the Raiders stink, and I'm on record saying that. I'll tell you what. You make me bet that game right now when we're basically at a pick 'em price at BetMGM? The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. They'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when they've covered and won. You better you bet on this Monday. Okay. Since we mentioned the New York Football Giants, let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Giants lose to the Chiefs 22-9. Kansas City gets off the schneid. What a surprise. Can't believe that happened. Can't believe the Chiefs won the game. And I'll save the Chiefs stuff for tomorrow, most of the Chiefs stuff, because Kansas City plays Baltimore next week. And we'll see what happens in the Ravens game tonight against the Lions. But obviously, Kansas City now 1-2. Desperately needed that win. And have given themselves a chance moving forward now. At 0-3, it's really tough. At 1-2, obviously you've got a great chance, especially when you have number 15 at quarterback. So, to me, last night's game, the story is not the Kansas City Chiefs. And we will do a lot on the Chiefs and Ravens on the show this week. We need to talk about the New York Football Giants. And if you'll indulge me for a moment here, just as a Giants fan, you know, I've lived a pretty charmed existence, seriously, as a Giants fan. And I know that. The first year that I watched football, 1990, Giants won the Super Bowl that year. January 27th, 1991, over the Buffalo Bills. I watched them beat the undefeated New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42. I was at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. At the game, in the locker room after the game for Sirius NFL Radio, when they beat the Patriots again. I've seen three Super Bowls. I've been alive for four. Born in 83, they won in 86, beat the Broncos in January of 87 in Pasadena. I've seen three. Some people have never seen any, and I don't say that to mock people that haven't seen their team win. I hope everyone gets a chance to see their team win because it's the best. And if you had told me before Super Bowl 42 against the Patriots, the Giants will never win another game, but they're going to win this one, I would have signed up for it in blood. So I can't really, as I get mad, but when I think about that, I try to put things in perspective. But this last 10 years has been as bad as it gets. If you're a fan of the New York Football Giants, as bad as it gets. And throughout McAdoo and Gettleman, and Shermer, and Judge, and Daniel Jones, and all, and Jake Fromm, and Tommy DeVito, and Dable, and Shane, and Hard Knocks, through all of it, I've never hated this team the way I hated watching them last night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe Russell Wilson one day goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Maybe that happens. I hope it doesn't after what happened last night. Last night, the end of that game should be the end of Russell Wilson's Giants career and should be the end of Russell Wilson as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think this is a hot take at all. It's over. He is horrible. And this goes to the slump-busting point on the Cowboys. That's way more about the Cowboys being brutal than it is about Russell Wilson being good. You had, perhaps, the most mind-numbing goal-to-go sequence in the history of the National Football League. What the Giants did last night with over 3 minutes to play, which, by the way, if they score a touchdown and kick the extra point, they push on the closing number of six. So if you bet the Giants last night, it was extra maddening for you. first and goal, intentional grounding out of the end zone. You can, like, if like a rookie, if Jackson Dart did that, you can at least say, okay, he's a rookie. Russell Wilson's like 50 years old. Second down, brilliant call by the offensive mastermind, Brian Daboll. Like, quarterback run for a couple yards. Awesome. Love it. Third down, out of the end zone. Fourth down, hits the goalpost. Like, the goalpost is Malik Nabers. 0 points scored. And may God have mercy on our souls. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of this team. I'm sick of Brian Daboll. It's all he does on the sideline is shake his stupid head. Like, can't believe what he's watching. Neither can we, buddy. And this is your offense. Jordan Renan of ESPN tweeted today that the New York Football Giants, since last season, 7 games since the beginning of last year, that they have scored less than 10 points in a game. Most in the NFL, and 4 more than the next team. It's year 4 of Brian Daboll, comma, offensive guru and offensive mastermind. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this nonsense with Daboll and this team? I got to see Joe Shane up in the owner's box looking with his suit, looking like he's going for his first communion. I can't deal anymore. Jackson Dart's got to play. And the good news is, it looks like he's going to. Because look, you can't trot Russ out there Sunday against the Chargers. Because the first play, he throws an incomplete pass or almost gets Scadabo killed or Malik Nabers killed or Wandale Robinson killed because he almost got his entire, all the skill position players killed last night with hospital balls. The boos are going to drown them out of the building. Daboll was noncommittal this morning about who's going to start at quarterback. I'm going to translate what that means. Jackson Dart's going to start on Sunday against the LA Chargers. You can lock that up. Giants are 6-point dogs in the game. I might talk myself into betting Big Blue, even though I hate them. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. More recapping week 3 NFL Sunday, but Femi joins next with the betting recap of the weekend that was.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.